We stay in the beginning of Sefer Shmot, and I would like to take this opportunity and to learn a little bit about the essence of our name. What is my name? How we decide what name to give to our children? And this topic is very interesting for everyone, for himself in many situations, for the generations after. And we will walk step by step. And obviously we see one aspect in Divrei Chazal about this. The Torah start, ואלה שמות, ספר שמות, אלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה, איש וביתו באו. And the Torah give us the list of all the names of the Shvatim what arrive in Egypt. But exactly same beginning we have in Parashat Vayigash. When the family prepared to go to Egypt, the Torah also starts, ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה, etc. And we have all the list of all the family, the children. And the question is, why Yaakov Avinu, why the Torah tell us the names of all the children what arrived in Egypt in Parashat Vayigash? The right place is the beginning of Shmot, ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה. When the Torah start to teach us in Sefer Galut וגאולה about all the names what arrive in Egypt, and interesting, the Ramban come and tells us, Galut start not only when the time comes difficult and complicated, Galut start when we move from Eretz Israel. From this reason, Sefer Shmot is Sefer Galut וגאולה. Is the Torah repeat and tell us from the beginning, ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה. The focus is about Galut and Geula, is more שייך to give the list of all the people that arrived in Egypt in beginning of Sefer Shmot, is why the Torah tell us all this in end of Sefer Bereshit, Sefer Hayetzirah, God create the world, all the avot and imaot what create our nation, is why the list take place in end of Bereshit, Parashat Vayigash, not the beginning of Sefer Shmot. Something else very, very interesting, Shmot, Baal HaTurim come and say to us, is a acronym of Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. Why we find into Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, beginning of Sefer Shmot, Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, take place from Parashat Bereshit. Why we find this only in beginning of Sefer Shmot? Moreover, what is very, very interesting, Baal HaTurim continue and tell us about Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, not only Shmot is Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum, also the first posuk, ve'ele Shmot Bnei Yisrael, Baal HaTurim say, Rashi Tevot, זה הקרנו, ואדם אשר לומד הסדר שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום בכל נעים, in nice voice, ישיר, and he says this with ניגון, יחיה שנים רבות, he will have long life, ארוכים לעולם. Is all the first letter in beginning of ספר שמות ואלה שמות בני ישראל, בעל הטורים come and say, how is necessary to learn שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום, and to say this בנחת, בנעימות, with song, and this give a long life and great opportunity of life. It's very, very interesting. Why is the focus about שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום take place in ספר שמות? We need to find some hint or midrash or anything about this beginning of ספר בראשית. Is to answer this two questions, to answer these two questions, we will start in this way. Is again, short and clear, question number one, why all the list of the family what arrived in Egypt, the Torah tell us in Parashat Vayigash, Sefer Hayetzirah, not the beginning of Sefer Shmot, Sefer Galut Begeula, this is the right place to say it, all the list. In Vayigash, we can say, Vayisa Yaakov, Be'er HaShava, הוא, בניו, אשתו, משפחתו, מין על זה פמילי, And all the list of the name we can find in the beginning of Sefer Shemot. Why we find this in the end of Sefer Bereshit? And question number two, why Chazal, Balaturim, many other Rishonim find the hint to Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum or in the word Shemot, and also all the first pasuk will show to us Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum give us long life, and very important to say this Benachat U'Besimcha. Is to answer these two questions, we will start and we walk into the sugya of the names. How every name, what we have is necessary, our name, what we give, etc. As we start in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Alef, the Yalkut Shimoni tell us on the posuk, Mi pa'al ve'asa kore adorot mirosh. As Chazal tells us, Ilu zachu adorot, if we have the privilege, Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu kore shmotam keshem shekara le'adam o lechava. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give name to every one of us. Exactly how we give to Adam ulechava, vayikra shmam Adam, and exactly how we give to Abraham, vayashimcha Abraham, vekarata et shmo Yitzchak, Yaakov, vayashimcha Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech, ki Shlomo yeh shmo, etc. Ilu zachu adorot, haya Kodesh Baruch Hu kore shem lekol echad, he will give us our name, and we will know what is our mission, what kind of personality we have, and what we need to do in this world. As we see, name is our essence. Not essence of our body, the essence of our soul. The Sfat Emet tell us, Shem, name, Begimatria, Sefer. Sefer is mean every one of us write his book, book of life. Every day is page in the book. After 120, when the book is closed, we put the name on the cover, and the name need to represent what in the book. Moreover, the Sfat Emet come and tells us, הנשמה בגוף כהזכרה בגבילים. What makes the Sefer Torah holy, זה שם השם. Exactly same, our נשמה. כי באמת, הנשמה היא אותיות מיוחדים לכל נפש ונפש. Everyone have different soul, and the name of everyone bring him to recognize the missions of his life. Yes, we have thousands and thousands of people with the name Moshe, Aaron, Reuben, Shimon, but everyone through his name can recognize his mission. Moreover, to make this more clear, when you take, this is what we do in preschool, in elementary school, in Eretz Israel, when the teacher would like to teach us new word in Hebrew, he writes one name, some name, and he said to us to take from this name different names, different milim, different word. It's for example, Reuven. Why is the name is Reuven? Ki ra'a Hashem be'oni, ki ata yaveni ishi. This is what Leah said after she had the first child. But when we come to Egypt, Reuven is ra'o ra'iti etoni amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu use the name of the Shvotim sign to give us a redemption. Shimon, ki shama Hashem kisnu anochi, le'asei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Shimon, v'yishma Elokim et na'akatam. Issachar, natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Issachar, he give us v'yitzu b'chush gadol. It means every name, first we can explain the name in different way. A, B, we can take letters from the name and to show other new, with the word of the name, we can make new word, and this shows us other option, other mission in our life, by every name. Moreover about name, the Gemara come and teach us in Masechet Yuma, in Daf Pei Gimel, Rabbi Meir, when he asked name, he can learn about the person, whatever his name. As the Gemara brings a story about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir, one Friday they arrive in motel for the weekend, for Shabbat, and after they organize the stuff in the room, they go to the front desk to give to the owner of the hotel the passport, the money, all the stuff that they need to put in the safe. They don't want to live in the room. Normally, people do many times. And they give, and Rabbi Meir talked to the owner, and through the conversation, he said to him, my name is Meir, what is your name? He said, my name is Kidor. Kidor? Kidor? Nice to meet you. And he talked, and he decided not to leave any stuff in this safe, but the owner has the key. How he can save the money? Go to the Jewish cemetery, and beside one of the grave, he dig, and he put the money. This place that nobody come in Shabbat, and also he not forget where he put the money, because he have the name of the person on the Matzeva, and he know this place, in the side, he put his money. And we make this short, the story short, in the end, after Shabbat is over, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi wants the money, and he said, don't give me any money. What do you mean? We give you money, give you passport. No, no, don't give me anything. And they look at Rabbi Meir, and say to him, hey, Rabbi Meir, please, why don't tell us about this man? You don't trust him. He said, I'm not sure 100% to trust him or not, but I ask his name. And he said to me, Kidor, Kidor is mean tricker, Kidor ta'apuchot ema. A sneaky name, sneaky person. I don't want to take any risk. And I decide to save my money and also document in another place. And the Gemara ends the story, but we see Rabbi Meir, Avi Dayk, his name, and Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler, in Chelek Gimel say, Pirush, I am a dayek b'shemot bnei Adam, he know from the name, to know his personality, ki ha'inyanu, shemina shamayim mesaviviv, sheikare Adam b'shem, shu al pi tochen midotav ofyo. Mina shamayim mesaviviv, three people involved in our name, our parents, what brings us to this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special siyata dishmaya to parents to give name to the children, to give name. And this name is reflection of the soul of the neshama. And this is the reason also why, you know, sometimes grandparents passed away and parents really look for the children will give the name after the grandparents. For them, my parents is the parents of the name, but we're not allowed to say to our children, give this name, give this name. We only can say to our children, pick the name, what you feel is good. But if you have any suffix about the name, sometimes the name of Rishayim, and people don't know this bad name, ask people what know. This Maisim Shebechol Yom happened to many, many people. They ask about the name, but Afal Pi, we really look for, they will give us a name. We're not allowed to push them. We're not allowed to give them to feel we upset because they don't give the name what we look for. Every name, and it's time to arrive to this world. If not in this child, in other child, you know, this boy, boy or girl, other one of the family, or maybe grandchildren, every name, and it's time. This only decision of the three what involved in our creation, our parents, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special siyata dishmaya to the parents to give the name what represent the nature of the person what going to do in his life. And moreover, very interesting when we talk about the name, about the name, Chazal came and teach us in Midrash Rabbah, every one of us have three names. Name what our parents give us, name what other people give to us, and name what we give to ourselves. And what we need is all these three names will fit. All these three names will fit together. What does it mean? Name what we give to ourselves. Look, Moshe Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu, after 1 week, what negotiate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I am the right person to go to lead Am Israel from Egypt, back and forth. After a week, he say, okay, I go. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, still, I have one problem. I don't see any Jew in front of my eyes, or 40 years, or 60 years. Depend what age you run away from the palace of Paro. Age of 20, או age of 40. Now you're age of 80. My brother, older for me, stay in Egypt. Lead them Israel, take off his shoulder all the problem, all the difficult time. How I can come back after 40 or 60 years in the house of Yitro? And okay, shalom aleichem, I'm here. I come to lead you. How I can do this to my brother? Impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will deal with this? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to him? Don't worry. Ve'ra'acha ve'samach be'libo. Ve'ra'acha ve'samach be'libo is mean, he will give you to feel, he enjoy, you lead Am Yisrael including him with full heart. And when they come together, the pasuk says, Adahu dichtim, chesed ve'emet nifgashu. Tzedek ve'shalom nashaku. חסד זה אהרון, אמס זה משה רבינו. חסד ואמת נפגשו, זה לא חסד ואמת, זה מוישה ואהרון, אהרון ומוישה. No, many times happen to us, we walk in the street, and we see someone in the other side, we say to people who talk with us, look this man, צדיק, 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 this man ישר, this man is חסד, this man is very humble, איש אמס, what does it mean? You have name. Reuven, Shimon, is why we give him a name Tzadik, Ish Chesed, because this name what he gave to himself. What he do in this world. And this name need to fit with the name what his parents give him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him. The three names what we have. And the Maharal, in Derech HaChaim, Perek Gimel came tell us, the name, Hashem Moreh al HaMahut. The name represents the essence. Ve'en kan davar gashmi. Ki en Hashemot ba'im al gashmiut. The name is not on the body. Rak al davar ha-mufshat min ha-gashmi. Is mean, the name, how we said before, is represent the soul, the neshama. And so interesting, the Noam Elimelech, in Parashat Shmot, tell us something what is very right. Sometimes, people go to sleep. Sleep very deep. We want to wake them up. You know, we start to move them a little bit. They move from one side to the other side and they fall asleep immediately. But, if we mention the name of the person, Reuven, Reuven, this wakes them up. Wakes them up. And he say, Anu roim, Adam shu yashen, ורוצים להקיצו משנתו. We want to wake him up from his sleep. אם דוחפים את גופו, לבלתי יקראו אותו בשמו, יותר קשה להעירו. If you start to push him to wake up, it's take more time. But אם קוראים אותו בשמו, you wake up more quickly. זהו מחמת כשאדם ישן, נשמתו עולה למעלה. ולכן, בקושי להקיצו משנתו על ידי דחיפת הגוף. מה שאין כן, כשקוראים אותו בשמו, this is the essence of his neshama, is more easy to wake him. It means, what we see until now, name is the essence of the person, name is the soul after the soul of the person, name is the biography of the life of everyone. We have good names, we have bad names, and we have names, no good and no bad, and soon expenses. But before, look, Paro, how much he is clever. After Yosef impressed him very much, and he himself say, first time in the history of Egypt, Areitem ish navon bechacham, asher ruach elokim bo, look what he do. פרו תל הם, זה פרשת מקץ, ראה נתתי אותך על כל ארץ מצרים. Hey, you in charge of all Egypt, take my ring. ויסר פרו את אבתו מעל ידו, ויתן אותה על יד יוסף. We know when somebody has the ring, he can control everything. This is exactly what a man look for, to get the ring of פרו. And this number two, we give him the ring. Number three, וילבש אותו בגדי שש, וישם ריבית זהב על צברו, this is kind of uniform, uniform what only king, what have completely power have. וירכב אותו במרכבת המשנה, he can use the plane of the president, force force one, can he can use the מרכבת המשנה, and ויקרא לפניו, ויקראו לפניו אברך, people go in front of him, or the security, or the people, ונתון אותו על ארץ מצרים. And he say, מבלדיך לא ירים איש את ידו ואת רגלו בכל ארץ מצרים. Wow, he honor him tremendously. Now look what he do. ויקרא פרעה שם יוסף, צופנת פענח, ויתן לו את אסתר פוטיפרה, כהן און לאישה, ויצא יוסף על ארץ מצרים. He make him so much covered, so much power, and in all this, what this can raise, the ego, the power, what I can do, I am the man, etc., etc., he also give him name, צופנת פענח. פרעה have major problem with Yosef. He know more languages from Yosef, from פרעה. Yosef no more, 71, also Lishon HaKodesh, Paro don't know. Paro worry from this, maybe one day he will say this. He know he's very, very clever. The answer what he give, not only Vayitav Adavar B'enei Paro, who B'enei Kol Avadav. You know what's B'enei Kol Avadav? No one jealous. Everyone, also if they're jealous, everyone say, wow, he's right. Everybody in shock. He's a superstar, super smart, and knowledge to lead. But I need to knock him down. How? I change his name. I give him the name Tzofnat Paneach. And in this name, I will try to divide him from his root, from his source, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the God what he believe. But Yosef, more smart from Paro. More smart. He never give up his name. He don't change the stationery with a new name. And what the pasuk say later about Paro? Vatirav kol eretz Mitzrayim. The starving take place. Vayitzak ha'am el Paro lelechem. We want to eat to make rallies. Vayomer Paro lechol Mitzrayim. Lechu el Yosef. Asher yomar lachem ta'asu. פילי פלאים, לכו אל יוסף, all the covered what he give to יוסף, don't change his ego, nothing, he's still יוסף הצדיק, he not accept the new name, צופנת פענח, and פרעה understand, if he want to talk to the Egyptian, in the language, what they understand, and the name what they know, לכו אל יוסף, don't go to צופנת פענח, why? he give him new name, לפחות פרעה will use a name. He understand, no, I cannot do this. No way. He don't change his name. And moreover, ואלה שמות בני ישראל, בעל הטורים, say something else. אמר להם יוסף, אף על פי ששינו את שמי, וקוראים לי צופנת פענח, אתם, אל תשנו שמותיכם. זה, some of them, give me this name, צופנת פענח. But my name in the family, my name, when I talk to people is, יוסף. This is my name. The name what my mom give me. The name what my mother and my father give me is the name. And the name what הקדוש ברוך הוא involved in this name, יוסף. This is the reason when the brothers sit week Shiva with Yaakov before the Beriam. We read in Parashat Vayechi. In this week, I will mention before many times what they do, what they do before the Beriam. They want to know how we can connect ourselves to generation ago. To Abraham and Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And what they decided this week, one number one, שלא שינו את שמם. זה not change the names what we get, and we add other name what belong to the nations what we stay. But this is our real name. Sometimes people have name outside, but when you get Aliyah LaTorah, when you get Mishibach, you have the Jewish name. ושינו את שמם לשונם על ושם, אז number one is שמם. אם ככה, פלאי פלאים, when we stay in ארץ ישראל, we come back with יעקב, it's our language, לשון הקודש. Now we go to spend long galut in other state, to create new generations, is obviously what language the children and grandchildren will know perfect the language of the new place. Names is important, and language is important. To come member in the Sanhedrin, you need to know a few languages. You cannot get witness through translation of somebody between the judge to the person. You want to give a due testimony. You cannot give the testimony through somebody between what translate what he say. We need to listen the language what he talk to us. It is important. But also to remember, ואלה שמות בני ישראל הבאים מצרימה, to understand שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום. זה לשון הקודש is all the time double from any other language. This is a regional language. This is a language what keep us to remember also our Jewish name and to connect us through the way how we speak to the Kedusha, Am Kadosh, through the name and through the language. Shtai Mikra, Echad Targum. Echad Targum is mean, yes, you learn other language is good. Can use this a lot. We can help with this other language to many people, very important. Can influence people, many, many. Ma'alot, uniqueness to have with many languages. But to remember, Lashon HaKodesh is double. Shnai Mikra, Ve'echat Tagum, Shmot. And so nice how they put this in the name. Shmot and Shnai Mikra. Name and also how we talk and how we speak. To combine both of them together. Is now we understand why beginning of Sefer Shmot we have this Rashi Tevot Shnai Mikra Ve'echat Targum. Because in Eretz Yisrael when we come we have the Lashon HaKodesh. Now we start to learn more and more languages. The children were born in Eretz Yisrael, they talk Lashon HaKodesh. Shivim Nefesh, all these children know perfect Hebrew. Now they come to other nations, they need to know the cultures, they need to learn the language. But don't forget, Lashon HaKodesh is double. Im kach, we continue. Comes the Gemara in Masechet Eiruvin, in Daf Yud Gimel, and tell us interesting story. Amar Rabbi Yuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir say, כשהייתי לומד אצל רבי עקיבא, הייתי מטיל קנקנטום לתוך הדיו. רבי מאיר ווז, סופר, he writes ספרי תורה, and he put קנקנטום. What is mean קנקנטום? Some material, what keeps the leather strong, no one can move the leather. You know, in שמחת תורה, in many shuls, we cover the parchment with plastic, and above the plastic, we put the mantle. Why? Because people dance and they sweat, and this affect the mantle, affects the parchment, and they move leathers from the Sefer Torah. I see this many times. Many yeshivot, people hold the Sefer Torah for hours. This is what happened. It's not to happen, not to bring this to happen. They put some plastic between the parchment to the mantle of the Sefer Torah, and this protects the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Meir, when he writes Sefer Torah, he writes a letter with kankantum. Kankantum is mean, no one can move the letter. You put water on the parchment, the letter stays. And he come to Rabbi Ishmael and he ask him, what do you do? Rabbi Meir say, I'm Lavlar, I'm Cypher. Or he said to him, you Melacha is Melechet Shemayim, watch, don't miss any letter, check everything again and again. And if you miss one letter, you destroy the world. And Rabbi Meir said to him, you know what I have kankantum. And I put kankantum to the ink. He said to him, how you can do this? The Torah says about Parshat Sota, what he put the Parsha in the cup with water, and what happened? The katav, the macha. Katav and macha is mean. The water takes the letters, and she drinks the water, and if she do something wrong, she go to die, etc. Is how you can write all the Torah with kankantum. We need to write the parchment of Parashat Sota, same how we write the Torah, in the way what the letter can move. We cannot not recognize the letters. And he say, except Parashat Parashat Sota. Parashat Sota, I write with Norman ink, and this Parsha really can, אפשר למחוק את זה. This Parsha, if you put some water or anything else, you can move the letters. What Rabbi Meir want to say? Rabbi Meir want to say to us, every one of us have letter in the Torah. And every time when we make Agba, if you have opportunity to come close to the Sefer Torah, Mishne Brura mentioned many other, good to look on the letter of our name. If our name is Moshe, look the letter name. Aaron, letter Aleph. Sometimes the Matbiah do this very quick, we cannot catch. Sometimes Sefer Torah is small. Okay, we cannot do, but the real Agba is to do this slowly and to give to people to watch the letter. First letter of the name, if there are few names, few letters, this brings them light of the Torah to the life. It's come Rabbi Meir and say, this letter, what? Beginning of our name, no one can move. This is our letter in the Torah. Also, if somebody stay far from Torah and mitzvot, he also can come back to his letter. He also can connect himself to the Torah. And interesting, we know in many Sidurim, when you finish to say Shmoneh Esre, we have the name, we have Psukim, what the last first letter is the first letter of our name, and the last letter of our name, end of the Pasuk. And we say this to remember our name for later. We have this many, many Sidurim, is we see how our name is reflection of our Neshama. Of our neshama. And Reb Chaim Mivolozhin come and tells us, V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam le'nefesh chaya u'shmo. Kol asher yikra lo ha'adam le'nefesh chaya u'shmo. Adam Arshon give names. Lo kol asher yikra lo ha'adam nefesh chaya u'shmo. Because החיות של האדם, kol asher yikra lo ha'adam le'nefesh chaya, הנפש is his name. The essence, what we say, of our soul is our name. And we know, we have three crowns, Keter Torah, Keter Malchut, Keter Keuna, and Keter Shem Tov, Ole Al Gabeim. Keter Shem Tov. What does it mean? You have four Keterim, you not have three. No, Keter Shem Tov, including all the other ketarim, keuna, Torah, and Malchut. Keuna, Torah, and Malchut. And interesting, we have three items in Beit HaMikdash, what we have, Zerza, we have crown from gold around, Aaron, Brit Hashem, Shulchan, and Mizbech HaKtoret. Mizbech is Keter Keuna. Aaron, Brit Hashem, is crown of Torah. Shulchan is Keter Torah, Keter Keuna, Keter Malchut. Shulchan Shel Malchut. No, if we have other crown, Keter Shem Tov, where is the Zer Zah, where is the crown? Zer is 207. And Chazal say, or light is also 207. The light from the candle, the light would come from the candle. This is our crown. This is the reason. What Rashi says in the beginning of Sefer Shemot, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu account us again and again and again and again, because he likes us. What he likes, we understand what is mean name. What is mean our essence. Our essence, including in the name, and every time, in every step in the life, we have many missions. And this including in our name. Sometimes we recognize, sometimes later we recognize. This is very, very important. כן? לכולם, והיה השם, היום הוא השם אחד ושמו אחד. What does it mean, אחד ושמו אחד? Today we have יוד כבבקה. In the end of the day, so we'll read this, not השם, יוד כבבקה, אדו, etc. We read the letters himself. It means how he's read and how he say, we'll come one. Because we'll get completely understand what is our mission, what is our goal. Because now we know why Yaakov Avinu give Zayis the Torah, tell us all the names of all the children before they go to Egypt. Because in the moment when we arrive in Egypt, this is Galut. Afalpi is good in the beginning, but everyone busy what? He busy. Before we go to Mitzrayim, in Eretz Israel, in our homeland, come Yaakov and give to everyone his name. And he say to everyone, what is your mission? How you can keep yourself to this place? To Eretz Israel, also we knew in Galut. In many ways, one of them, don't forget your name. Your name is your essence. You know, many times when somebody is sick, we add other name to the person. What does their name do? Change his essence. Change his missions. He stay in another place. Sometimes if the name is bad, we drop the name. We give him other name. One time, somebody come to Rav Nevenzahl and ask him about some name, what people give. The name is Neshama. Neshama and other name. Two names. And he asked, who's this Neshama? Well, it's good, it's not good. She has some problems. Say, Neshama is not name. It's not name, Neshama. And he said to keep the first name. Sometimes, you know, drop names because in the Tanakh, this name is bad name. From this reason, very important on one hand, to give to the children, Shata Dishmaya, when they're baby boy, baby girl, decide what name they like to give, but in the same time, only to tell them, if you have any suffix about them, ask anyone what you feel he can give you answer about the name, if you have any suffix. And this is, they said, this is Yaakov Avinu before we go to Egypt. He say to every one of us, every one of us, his essence, and in this way, we know how to fulfill the mission. And this was a post to say, Bagmara Bebrachot Zayin Amud Bet, אמר רבי אליעזר, לכו חזו מפעלות השם, אשר שם שמות בארץ. Don't say שמות, אלא שמות. אשר שם שמות בארץ. Our name, who invited in our name? הקדוש ברוך הוא. And this is what the Torah want to teach us. In the beginning of ספר שמות. To know, ספר הגלות והגאולה. This is the book what help us to pass Galut. The source of all the Galut is Galut Mitzrayim. Source of all the Geulot is Geulot Mitzrayim. How we understand what happened in the beginning, also we can come more close to the end, to the redemption, is one of the aspects what relate is, this is our name. Our name. This is something very, very important to help us to recognize what we need to do and what place we need to stay, what type of name, and to believe we can do better. And later in life, we can see this in our name. If we take this with us, as Mesiyata Dishmaya, every one of us with Zoche, Tov Shem, Yishem and Tov, every one of us with Zoche, to raise our name in many aspects, and to Zoche and Zisira, we say, Vaya Hashem Lemelech al Kol Haaretz, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד, and we'll recognize through our name also the name of הקדוש ברוך הוא מתוך ברכה and שמחה.